We shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of a feed store. Downtown Pagosa Springs.
W. McCall on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 50 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial asking to rehear testimony from both David Pecker and Michael Cohen. Pecker, the former editor of the National Enquirer, and Cohen, Trump's former fixer. Here's ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
This is where prosecutors want them to start, right? This is where prosecutors say the plan was hatched. In 2015 at Trump Tower with David Pecker and Michael Cohen and Donald Trump all there talking about how they're going to look out, how David Pecker's going to be the eyes and ears looking out for any negative stories about Donald Trump, potentially to help him politically.
Further stifling dissent, 14 pro-democracy activists have been convicted in Hong Kong's biggest national security case. They all took part in demonstrations throughout 2019. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Czech Republic, highlighting NATO's support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion. The Czech Republic was the first country to send heavy weapons to Ukraine. This is ABC News. Ukraine and Russia each saying they shot down several missiles fired by the other overnight. No word on any injuries. American Airlines missing the boat on business travel. The company's CEO now says changes it made during the pandemic to the ways that businesses would book flights have backfired. While the other airlines saw a roughly 14% bump in corporate travel in the first quarter, American says it did not see the same boost. Some science fiction may be getting closer to science fact.
Researchers are developing bandages filled with tiny sensors, which can now detect how a wound is healing. Some smart bandages will even allow doctors to remotely dispense treatments. Researchers say it would be a game changer for people with diabetes, which often stalls wound healing. Many smart bandages have shown promising results in lab tests, but they're still years from hitting the market.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Human testing on the bandages could take at least a year and a half. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A high of 73 today with plenty of sunshine and mild conditions. Southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers, a low of 56. Saturday, 75, with a 50% chance of spotty showers through early afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine. Sunday, 81, with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
I I got a public education, but it didn't come from class. It came from a long ride home on a bus in the back. We were learned how to cuss from them high school kids. Throw a punch, take a punch, steal a kiss. Yeah, she had 2 years on me the day I turned 16. I had a Fox Body Mustang, she had a body like a dream. We ran on young love, good music, cheap gasoline. Found out you can still go too far, even when the tank's on E. Put a wrench in my plans, but daddy said good help was hard to find. I guess I stood her up on too many Friday nights. She ended up in the truck with a buddy of mine. Yeah.
Elvie Shane on WRCO taking those county roads. 7:13 the time and 51 degrees. Oh, just nothing but blue skies out there today as we glance out and about. It's a beautiful day for lots of things going on, including some games later today. Baseball will be on hand at Blanchardville today for Pecatonica Riverdale baseball. That's going to be a good game on the radio later today. And speaking of games, we have a chance for you to win tickets to the Brewers. Right now, just being a friend of WRCO and our morning get-together, we have four tickets for this Sunday, June 2nd, Brewer game, courtesy of WRCO, WRCE, WRCE, your home for Brewer baseball. 608-647-4155 is the number, and we'll take caller 12. Caller 12 wins the Brewer tickets. Good luck.
Heartfelt congratulations to the graduating seniors of Kickapoo High School for your well-deserved success and accomplishments. Wishing you all the success from Town & Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, feeling alright. When the sun sinks down,
where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Our winning caller today is Rick Mulholland. Way to go. He was the correct caller and wins today from WRCO and from Civic Media. A great chance to go to see the Brewers. Hopefully, Rick gets them a win on Sunday. They're doing all right against the Cubs with a win last night. But four tickets for Rick. Congratulations. And keep listening for your opportunity to win from WRCO. And we'll be giving you some great chances. Coming up next week, we'll have another Text to Win series where it's a statewide contest, but there are some really good prizes in that package. And also the big June Dairy Month and Father's Day. We've just got some cool things going on. You could win some milk or win something for dear old dad coming up during the month of June. Today is My Bucket's Got a Hole in It Day. It's National Creativity and it's Water a Flower Day. We might have to. Actually, we've been like 24 hours without rain, so we may have to today. And it's National Mint Julep Day on the 30th of May.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available for the look of your dreams. Call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham, in the Log Building.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment. showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Here they come.
Wrap up your spring with Fantastic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days back with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Fantastic Cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Fantastic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
A reminder from WRCO today, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing an emergency culvert replacement on Highway 58 just south of Cazenovia. The work will be done between the village of Cazenovia and Sparks Hill Drive. There may be some delays in the area of work today in Highway 58 just south of Cazenovia.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Once hearing is damaged, it cannot be restored. As we grow older, it is common to lose some hearing. However, it's important to protect our ears from damage to prevent early hearing loss. You can protect your hearing by wearing ear protection when engaging in noisy activities like attending concerts, hunting, or using power tools. Earplugs and over-the-ear noise-canceling earmuffs are some of the most effective protective methods. Taking small steps to protect your hearing now will support your future. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Oh, there he is, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing, buddy?
Hank Bray.
Hey, it's kind of weird when you walk, when you try to walk in a room, the door's locked, and when you finally get inside the room, there's no chair. Yeah. Is that a hint?
Trying to tell you something, maybe.
Yes.
So you don't hang around too long.
Yes, exactly. How are you doing, young man?
Oh, good. Had a trip to Mount Horeb last night.
How was that?
Yeah, it was a nice night for that.
Good.
Good baseball game, and the Hornets fought hard, got down early. One of those things where dig a hole, but they played well, made it go all seven.
You see a lot of these teams that they have pretty good defense, but if you have a bad inning, mm-hmm. It's hard to get out of that hole.
Yeah, at the tournament level, you cannot make errors.
No.
And you can't walk and give them extra bases.
No, I had a game last night in Barneville, and River Ridge was down 4-0 in the first and got beat 5-2, and they had one huge error that cost them 3 runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that.
Right.
It's a different ballgame. So Jason Root and I did that game over there. We got out of there 1 hour and 33 minutes.
Oh, good. That's fast.
So it was fast. So I was actually home by 8 o'clock with a...
Wow. We'll be headed to Blanchardville.
Are you riding with me today? Or
Either that or on the roof. You know.
Well, I brought the straps.
Luggage rack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I brought the straps. So.
Sure.
Are you driving? Or
put me up there like Granny Clampett. I have a rocking chair.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to ride in the Vibe.
Will you find me?
Yeah, there's room for you. Well, yeah. I'll move some stuff around.
Anyway, young man.
Yeah.
be looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, haven't been there for a long, long time. The last time I did a game at Blanchardville, home talent game.
Really?
Yeah, and Kurt Thompson, who's coaching Riverdale today, had the game-winning home run. Imagine that. And it was quite a spectacle.
Cavs went 75 years ago.
Something like that. Yeah, it was.
Is that when they won the World?
No, it wasn't the year they won the Final Four in 99, but I think it was in a Final Four game.
Okay.
Yeah, so good stuff.
And Kurt Thompson had a home run.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty good baseball player.
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely. One of the best.
He's pretty good at, what do you want me to say, chewing on umpires.
Oh, is that right?
He does it in such a – Kurt is Kurt. I absolutely like Kurt. He does a great job. But just – we were doing a game in – I actually had basketball at Riverdale. And basketball tried a pickoff play. And basketball wasn't all the way at the desk or at the base. But he was headed to the base, and Kurt goes, "That's a balk, Henry, that's a balk." I said, "Not that one, not that one." So he goes, "I'll show it to you." So I saw him looking up his rule book, and then he just shook his head and closed his rule book. And then I asked him the next day, I said, "You didn't find that rule?" He goes, "No, you were right."
Well, he admitted it, right?
I tell you what, I'd do anything for Kurt. So, and good luck to those boys. So,
yeah. The balk is one of those sometimes misinterpreted rules, too, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. So, but that day I called four.
Four of them. Wow. Yeah, yeah. When it rains, it pours.
It does, my man. Well, hey, world record day.
Well, yes. You know, and our old friend David Rush, who we've talked about for years here in this program, he's nearing 250 records.
Is he really?
Set. Not only if he currently holds all of them, but, you know, he has set different ones at different times. But most recently, he was in on the most consecutive behind-the-back flying disc catches.
I read that too.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
He's on a quest to break the most concurrent Guinness records with his friend Mike Beecham. Beecham and Rush took turns throwing the disc back and forth, each catching the disc behind the back. The duo surpassed the previous record of 50 catches and made it to 72. Wow. Before a fumbled disc ended the attempt.
Who did it?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Rush or Beecham. One of them did.
Isn't that impressive?
But if it wasn't the drop, maybe the throw wasn't very good. I don't know.
They'd probably be blaming us, wouldn't
they?
Yeah,
they would.
But anyway. But the thing of it is, though, you think about how athletic that he has to be athletic to do those records.
He does. Yeah. Yep. Hand-eye coordination and just coordination in general.
Speaking of something that you and I could probably not do, a 90-year-old holder of the Guinness World Record for the oldest truck driver.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
90 years old.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it said the word retire is not in his vocabulary. Doyle Archer, who has worked for Coombs Incorporated in Phillipsburg, Kansas for 20 years, was certified as the world's oldest truck driver at the age of 90 and 55 days old. He's been driving a truck for more than 60 years, racking up approximately 5.5 million miles behind the wheel. That's a lot of miles.
Good for him.
Yep.
You know, so it's funny. Sometimes, you know, it's genetics because, you know, here he is 90 and still working and driving truck. And here I am at my age, and I don't know if I could keep up with him.
I probably couldn't.
I don't think
so. It's impressive.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's impressive. So I have a hard time staying awake from here to basketball.
That's my issue. I can stay awake driving all night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a problem. But with daylight hours, whether I'm tired or not, it's hard squinting, you know, in the sun.
And then, you know what? You put a little food in me, I'm done.
Put me out, right?
I'm done.
Exactly.
So we're in trouble tonight when we come back.
Well, yeah. A lot of times I slap myself when I'm driving, so I'll slap you a few times.
Sweet.
Keep you awake.
Slap me. Madonna fan earns world record with 18 tattoos of the singer.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen this one?
No, I've not.
A devoted pop music fan paid tribute to her favorite artist by getting a record-breaking 18 tattoos of Madonna on her body. Tara Berry of Topeka, Kansas, what is up with those Kansas people, earned the Guinness World Record for the most tattoos of the same musicians on the body. She surpassed Nikki Patterson, who had 15 tattoos of rapper Eminem.
Wow.
So she's right at $10,000 for.
Crazy.
That's
who are you going to get tattooed?
Phil Nee.
Really? Boy, that's going to be quite a tattoo. Where are you going to get it?
I'm not going to say. Where no one can see it,
that's
Phil.
Right. Good
where,
idea.
Where I can't even see
right.
it.
Right, yeah, good idea.
So anyway.
Be a good place for it. Yeah.
So we're heading out today. What time are we leaving today, buddy?
I think at 8 this morning.
Oh, sweet.
It's a long trip.
It's a long trip.
Yeah.
We go through Madison?
No, I don't think so. No. You put it up on Google Maps.
It's been an hour and 7 minutes.
That's I thought it was further than that, but
you never know. My maps could be wrong too.
Right, right. You know, going cross country and everything, but
yeah. I mean, with us driving, you never watch out if they have flea markets or garage sales.
Oh,
we're stopping.
Ooh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bring some stuff home.
That's right. That's right.
We'll keep it in your car till June leaves.
June, I'm not responsible for him.
Right, exactly.
Maybe she should take your wallet away for the day.
Well, that wouldn't be good either, you know? I wouldn't have any lunch money then.
Well, when I'm with you, you never do anyway.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway,
you're here all day, right?
Did you read that to your?
Yeah, this no, I did not read this. This is good stuff. It was based on we had that book in here a while back about answers to tests where obviously students didn't have a clue,
right?
And they wrote down answers that were quite clever.
Yeah,
they weren't the right answer. But on top of the paper, the question for the quiz was, write 5 words you can spell. So what does this student do? 5 words you can spell. So they can spell 5. They can spell words you can
it's spell. It's pretty. The teacher's comment was.
The comment from the teacher is very clever. But I notice all 5 are marked wrong. So.
Yes. Well, that's true.
Yeah, but it's
she
true.
Got. But she got. She gave him 2 points.
Oh yeah, she did get 2 points.
It's actually kind of really clever.
Well, it is. They did what it said. Write 5 words you can spell. Right. Okay, I'll write it. Yeah,
huh? But it did exactly what he told to do.
Right. So right. I guess as a teacher, you got to be careful how you assign work.
So it's actually kind of impressive because it says write 5 words you can spell. So he wrote 5 words you can spell.
Yep, exactly.
So I was impressed. So
maybe that was a young Henry Bray or something. You never know.
I wasn't that clever. but thanks for giving me.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving me some. Prompts there, buddy.
Do what we can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the chicken ruckus, buddy, before we let you go?
No.
Residents of England, of an English town, are complaining about a noisy group of unruly locals, a flock about 100 feral chickens.
Feral chickens?
Yes.
Wow.
Residents in the common road of area of Steadistan, North Fork, said the chickens frequently dig up their gardens, and the birds are so loud they have to wear earplugs at night. Not all residents dislike their avian neighbors. However, they started a petition objecting to reports to the parish council and is planning to evict the chickens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah, do you have that problem in Arkansas?
No.
Chicken?
No.
If they get out, do they run around?
Well, see, we don't have the big farm of chickens anymore.
Oh.
So, but we do have my parents and my brother down there have like some yard chickens for laying eggs and stuff. And they used to have these two or three big roosters that would crow at 3:30 in the morning on. They had to get rid of them. And these roosters would peck at the door when they were hungry.
Oh, man.
And they were just a nuisance. They wouldn't let them sleep.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I mean, they just... But I told my brother Russell, I said, you fed them out your front door.
Sure.
You've created this mess.
Stray animals.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this... You feed a stray cat, you have a stray cat. I mean, and someone left us food out there, Phil, so.
They did?
Yep, so I hope they come back and feed us again.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Speckled Pete never pecked at the door, but it was amazing how people would, you know, come and go and walk right by him, no problem. But as soon as little Phil came out.
He didn't like you at all.
No, he must have thought I was another rooster or something, you know. Of course, I waved my arms and crowed a few times. But,
yeah, can you crow for us here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
got, thank you very much.
Why don't you eat a little crow every once in a while, buddy? Buddy, have a good day,
and
I look forward to hearing you tonight on the radio.
Blanchardville, here we come.
Yep, have a good day and be kind.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Here's your history lesson for today. 1922, the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. was dedicated. 1935, Babe Ruth played his last Major League Baseball game for the Boston Braves. 1968, the Beatles began recording the album The White Album. And in 2002, a solemn wordless ceremony marked the end of the agonizing cleanup at Ground Zero in New York, 8.5 months after 9/11. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy wishes for, first of all, Hazley Lebansky and also Michaela Soltis from Richland Center Primary School. Lachlan Williamson, happy 7th birthday. Love you lots from Grandma Sarah. And also happy 7th to Lachlan Williamson. Have a great day today. Wishes to nephew Alex Harris, happy 18th. Have a wonderful day from your aunts and uncles. Barb Denman from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Valerie Muller from Lori and the Guys. Kelsey Olson from Sacred Heart Parish. And Babe McElwee from Sacred Heart Parish. Sue Fowle has a birthday today. Best wishes from your Woodman friends. Also, we send out wishes to Sue from Sherry and Brandy today. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, saluting Valerie Muller, Denise Sackman, and Kelly Slifka, celebrating today. Happy wishes to Marsha Burkhammer from Paul and Lou, and also from Rick, Shannon, Danielle, Nash, Farah, Holly, Levi, Daphne, and Mira. Have a great day, Marcia. Enjoy your special day at 39, or whatever it is. Happy birthday to Julie Keller from Karen. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, Brittany Amell. Happy birthday to Rochelle Rowe and Mark Steadley, to Jason Sturdivant, Jim Williams. And happy anniversary, Justin and Rebecca Hines, and Denny and Candy Putz, getting ready for the big dairy breakfast. Happy birthday anniversary greetings from the RC Lions to Abigail Grisbeck, to Nick Shepard, Landon Prohaska, and Julie Keller. Happy anniversary, Pam and Wally Kramer. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Tino Gomez, Alex Harris, Sherry Johnson, and Nancy Peterson. Happy anniversary, Wally and Pam Kramer. Happy anniversary greetings to Carl and Cindy Orloff from Park Street Christian Church, and to Wally and Pam Kramer from Park Street Christian Church. Enjoy your day.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
My, ain't it pretty today. We're at 53 after a low of 48 degrees. Heading toward news with Joanne right around the bend. Here's Craig Morgan.
I found an old box in the bottom of the closet neath a bowling ball bag full of magazines. Had a skull sweater with a ring in the pocket from my first cigar. Man, did I turn green. Hey, honey, come look at what I just found. No picture of us when the carnival came to town. I was a Superman, Tarzan, thought I was a star in a rock and roll band. You were Lois Lane, Lady Jane, I wasn't very good, but you were the biggest fan of the man that your mama warned you not to trust. Now baby, look at us. Bought a six-pack of Bud just to get the tabs. Took you home and you wore it proudly, but I got in big trouble when you showed your dad. Here's a speaker from the Dixon Drive-In Show. What movie was playing? We never did know.
This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Plenty of sun and mild today with a high of 73. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48. Our low this morning was 48, and we're looking now at a sunny 53 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Highway Department will be doing an emergency culvert replacement on Highway 58 just south of Cazenovia. The work will be done between the village of Cazenovia and Sparks Hill Drive. There may be some delays in the area of work. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting increased training flights to include evening flight training today and tomorrow. Area residents may see and or hear F-35 aircraft flight activity between approximately 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as a part of their overall readiness. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents. Governor Tony Evers has weighed in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked Wednesday whether he thinks the Dane County judge who is considering the case could recuse himself. Evers said he didn't think that was necessary and that the process should play out. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. Evers also said he doesn't believe that allowing public employee unions in Wisconsin to once again collectively bargain would necessarily lead to widespread strikes. The suit is expected to eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal justices now hold a 5-3 majority. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin says more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of the drug into the U.S. Wisconsin. Health officials want to spend the state's $36 million share of a drug lawsuit settlement on improving access to life-saving Narcan and doing more community outreach to the state's tribal nations. The Democrat is running for a third term in November. A UW system regent whose term has ended is refusing to vacate his position. Bob Atwell was appointed to the Board of Regents by former Republican Governor Scott Walker, and his term expired May 1st. The Journal Sentinel reports that Atwell has informed the UW system leaders that he plans to remain on the board until he resigns or a successor is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has yet to name a successor to Atwell. Atwell is the CEO of Green Bay-based Nicolet Bank and one of two remaining Republican appointees on the 18-member board. Several more ancient canoes have been found at the bottom of Lake Mendota in Madison. One of those dugout canoes was brought to the surface in 2021, one of two originally discovered. Now the Wisconsin Historical Society says they may have found a total of 11 canoes on the site, including one that may date back 4,500 years. The canoes are carved out of a single log each and were sunk in lake beds during the winter to preserve them. Archaeologists from the Ho-Chunk Nation have been working with the society on preserving the site. No further canoes will be brought to the surface. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds Wisconsinites that the application period for the 2024 elk hunt is open through tomorrow. New this year, the Black River Elk Range will be open to hunting for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Due to this new opportunity, applicants are required to select between the Black River Elk Range or Clam Lake Elk Range when applying. The DNR Elk Hunting webpage includes information on each elk range to assist with application decisions. Wisconsin residents can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10 and is limited to one per person. The DNR recommends that all applicants check and update their contact information to ensure contact with successful applicants. For each application fee, $7 applies directly to elk management, monitoring, and research. These funds are also used to enhance elk habitat, which benefits elk and other wildlife. If selected in the drawing, an elk hunting license costs $49. Winners will be notified by early June. Wisconsin residents can only draw an elk tag once in their lifetime. Before obtaining an elk hunting license, all winners must participate in a Wisconsin Elk Hunter education course. The class covers Wisconsin elk history, hunting regulations, biology, behavior, and scouting hunting techniques. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the community resource officer for the Richland School District.
It's geared towards children. We're going to do 18 and under. We're going to have lots of cool prizes. We've partnered with area businesses. This is an event that's been hosted by the Richland Park and Rec Department in the past. I wanted to do something with them, so Cops and Bobbers is kind of a more nationally recognized name for an event like this, but gets us involved as a police department.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
I was able to partner with Cabela's of Prairie du Chien, Walmart of Richland Center, as well as Culver's Subway, The Little Corner, and Crime Stoppers to bring some pretty cool prizes. Cabela's is offering 10 fishing poles. They're a Zebco brand. They're pretty good quality fishing poles. Three nice tackle boxes, and then we'll have four bluegill utility boxes full of tackle, two bass utility boxes full of tackle, and then Walmart is offering five fishing poles. A couple of them have a couple sweet Hot Wheels toy cars in with them. Again, more geared toward children. Walmart's also offering us, or giving us, 140 hot dogs with buns. So we'll have a grill master there. I don't know if that'll be Chief Jones or myself. And then also with Culver's Subway and Little Corner, they're offering coupons for free items. And then Crime Stoppers offering bottled water and then an appearance by McGruff, the crime-fighting dog.
Registration will be held from 8 to 8:30, with fishing from 8:30 to 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 to 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Advance registration is encouraged, but may be done the day of the event. Register online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, May 30th. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held today at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory today from 1 until the time of service at 4. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg, died last Thursday at the Reedsburg Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Farmer Angels Network or the Lime Ridge Methodist Church. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg. Judith A. Shell, 84 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Judith A. Shell, 84 of Richland Center. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58 of Ithaca, died Sunday at Meritor Hospital after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Keysville Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 8, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to Walk with Grace or the family. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca. Margaret Perham Johnson, 88, of Spring Green, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The family is encouraging those in attendance to wear red or Wisconsin Badgers apparel in honor of Margaret's love for the Wisconsin Badgers. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the River Valley Music Boosters or Spring Green Art Fair. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret Perham Johnson, 88, of Spring Green. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 7th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, June 7th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mold control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless.